Do try and be quiet. Everyone else is asleep. I'll do a better job at sneaking around than that. Well, no, obviously, I'm not asleep. Obviously. You're welcome to sit in here if you must. Suppose it's better than coming outside and wandering around. You seem, if you don't mind me saying so, but a little fidgety, more so than usual, I mean. Did something happen? Right. Well, you said no. Well, of course it crossed my mind that you're lying. If you want to talk about something, then just talk about it. Do you really need me to prod and pry? If I didn't care to hear, I wouldn't have asked. So. I don't understand a lot of you sometimes. Changing the subject. It's nothing important in what I'm working on. Well, I suppose I couldn't sleep. So I'm tinkering with things that really should be left alone. Story of my life. Go on then, what about you? Of course, you want to talk about it. All of you always do. It's not my usual way of handling things. Though Vex keeps saying that it's not healthy to keep things bottled up. I do understand that it seems to have had its benefits, being honest with everyone. Then again, was I ever really being honest with myself? Perhaps that's the place to start. Couldn't sleep. Insomnia or nightmares? I find it's often, almost always, one of the two. Which one plagues you this evening? Nightmares. Well, I am sorry then. What? Oh, you're surprised that out of everyone, I'm the one not making fun. Would have thought it would be obvious by now that, well, out of everyone, I surely would be the one to understand nightmares the best, the seriousness of them, Yes, they aren't just dreams, and they can't physically hurt you. But perhaps I know better than any of us how much they can torment the mind, plague you. As if the day isn't painful enough, you think, well, at least I can rest tonight. And then you wake up screaming. That's probably not making you feel better. Well, I didn't exactly say I was good at this. Not sure what you expected from me, but... Yes, I suppose I understand. Do you have these often? I see. No, I... Well, I wish I could give you some advice on how to keep them away, but... Well, if I knew how to do that. Though I think overall I have found that. A better mood in general. Better mental health seems to keep them away a bit more. Not always the easiest thing to achieve. Perhaps you're more likely to dream of things that you're thinking about. Well, the amount of times Scanlan has tried to cause himself to dream of certain things. Ugh. I don't think it always works out that way, though. Had days, weeks, even, without thinking on things, thinking that I'm getting over it, as if one ever does. And then, out of nowhere, seemingly, there they are, back in my dreams. I'm back in Whitestone, back in the snow. All of the screams, feeling so useless, and so I vowed never to be that again. We all have our demons. Some of us, it turns out, literally. Perhaps it is better to talk about them, lest you end up like me. No, I think everyone can only handle one Percival Derulo in this world. If they can evil handle that, yes, thank you. That perked you up, did it? Oh, don't yawn, you'll set me off. What did I say? I'm not necessarily not in bed because of a lack of being tired. Sometimes it's just the fear of what will be there when I close my eyes. You can stay up with me, I suppose, if you want. as someone who don't touch anything. I'm not sure resting together is going to be beneficial. No, yes. I would like to work on this. Do you're making things rather difficult? Well. Taking my parts hostage in order to get me to sleep. Not very fair, is it? I appreciate the sentimentality, though I don't exactly see how. What? Cuddling, yes. How that would be beneficial to keeping away the bad dreams. No, I suppose one doesn't know until one tries. If I call myself a scientist, I should want to test and prove things. I'm not exactly sure I've ever called myself a scientist. An engineer, perhaps. But, oh, am I ruining your point, am I? Well, I do apologize. Can't just grab that. We don't know if any of this explodes or is dangerous. Well, yes, in fact, some of it might be. Well, it's completely safe when I'm dealing with it. I won't let it fall into the wrong hands. Speaking of, give it back. Thank you. Must you keep asking? Fine, I will try and return to bed. If I don't fall asleep within the hour, then... I come back to my work. Deal. If it'll get you to stop pestering me. Right. Did you really have a nightmare, or was all this just a ploy to get me into bed? I'm not sure I believe you. Oh, dear, no, I was trying to tease. No, I do believe you. You seemed quite distressed when you first came in. So, how did you want to do this? Right. Oh, remember, this was your idea. Well, I'm telling you that so you remember when it doesn't work. Yes, I'm already repairing the... I told you so. Well, it's always useful to have some prepared in advance, seeing as I normally go through quite a number already each day. Right, I'm lying down. I am relaxed. It might be a little tense. It's hard to relax when you... Just get yourself comfortable. That's getting yourself comfortable. No, of course, it's fine. I didn't say you had to move further away, did I? That's not what I said. Right, well, then. Stay where you are, then. I do hope you fall asleep. You deserve the rest. And if, God forbid, your nightmares ever manifested the way mine seem to, I'll blast every one of them to pieces. They'll fear the day. Anyway, good night. You fall asleep that quickly. At least you better be asleep. Embarrassing, right? Rest easy. I meant it. I'm not going to let anything lay a hand on.